Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
I love the fact you could just hear them chatting and laughing at the end of that. That was, of course, Pink Floyd and Money. Introducing my studio guests today. We've got Pete and Steve from Pigs on the Wing, the seminal Pink Floyd tribute band, who I'm sure many of you have seen here playing on the Isle of Man over the years. When I say over the years, Pete, 30.
Yeah.
30 of them. 30 of those years you have been performing as Pigs on the Wing. You are one of the founding members. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I have to ask you about the first time you all got together.
It was in a garage in Jerby. And it was in our old guitar player, James Gregg's old man's garage. And, yeah, it was his brother, Michael. And we were playing Pink Floyd tracks, and it kind of just went from there. There was a keyboard player at the time that had been on the scene, Colin Simkis, Cosmic, and he played the keys, and he brought his brother John in, and it just turned into a band. I don't think it was ever intended to be a band, and it just became a band though.
But it's one of the toughest bands to replicate.
Absolutely, and in fairness, we were shocking. At the start, and shock, you know, it's kind of, yeah, no, there's no dressing up. We were shocking, and it was only people like Mick Hegarty at the Iron Pier that would put us on.
Iron Pier was tiny. How on earth did you do Pink Floyd at the
Iron
Pier?
We still had quite a few players then. I think there was about six of us then, and everyone has ridiculously big equipment because they've either bought it off Phil Madrill or Anglin, so it's not like compact stuff, you know. We were terrible, but. There was something about it, and it just kind of worked, and we just thought, let's keep going at it.
And did you instantly have like a huge fan base because everyone loves Pink Floyd?
Do you know, we had a good fan base because me and James had played around Ramsey, because Ramsey used to be quite vibrant music scene wise, so you would get quite a good music following crowd in Ramsey. And because it's Pink Floyd, I think a lot of people would either watch it to see how bad can this be, or, you know, is it actually quite good?
And you've gone from strength to strength over the years, haven't you?
It gets better, and the people, and to be honest with Pigs, it's always been the people make the band, you know, the band members really make it, not just because they're all great players, but it's definitely a mentality thing as well, like, say, the banter and... It makes us what we are, kind of.
It's good fun. Well, Steve Leach, you're on drums, obviously, and how long is it now that you've been with Pigs?
Well, it will be actually within 2 days of the show. 27th of August 2015 was my first gig with the band.
10 years?
On the same stage. Almost 10 years to the day, yeah.
Oh, I love things like that. Yeah. So 10 years, it's an anniversary for you as well,
Absolutely. A real big one.
Yeah. And I know we've probably talked about this before, but for those that don't know, were you always a fan of the Floyd?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I think the thing about it, it's not just that their music is unique. I mean, no one does anything like Floyd, do they? But also, Pete, you're just alluding to the members of Pigs being, you know, a great bunch of people. Each of the members of Pink Floyd are also incredibly talented, aren't they?
Absolutely right, yes. Completely.
Yeah. What do you think it is about them that just speaks to so many people?
I mean, cliche as it sounds, it grabs your soul, I suppose. You know, there's all sorts in there. There's the dark stuff, there's the, you know, comfortably numb, completely epic ending that we, you know, thankfully we draw that out nicely with the guitar solos. There's beautiful stuff in there. A track we've been playing recently, Fletcher Memorial, it's just beautiful. It's a piano led piece, and it's just, yeah, beautiful chords. They've got all sorts in there.
So have you sort of been discovering songs as you've been learning them as well?
Yeah. I'd not actually really sort of played Fletcher Memorial before or really heard it until it was suggested, and first listen, I was absolutely hooked. Yeah, really, really good.
So thinking back to that first gig 10 years ago on the Gaiety stage then, was it pretty daunting?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, yes. There were some nerves there, but it was great. I remember it just like it was yesterday, yeah. But I had seen the band many, you know, times before and thought that would be great. That would be really good. And yeah, there I was doing it, and here we are 10 years later.
See,
yeah.
It's funny he's saying he's nervous. See, I'm always nervous when good players join the band because it means that I have to make sure that I know what I'm doing. And I'm not going to suck. Because like, honestly, there's so many good players in the band that, as I was saying to you before, that I'm super lucky that I've always played with really good musicians. Just not even by kind of, it's just happened that way. Like Four Pigs played, and like say, there's people in Ramsey who played with, like George Hughes and stuff like that. These are guys that they're just, you know, these are epic players. Lee Myers, Dockers. And, you know, they're just epic musicians. And I'm just thinking, wow, this is, falling in that barrel is, it's quite, you know, it's quite special. But you do get that little bit of, ooh.
The fear.
Yeah. Okay.
You have that moment where you look around you and just go, ooh.
Exactly, yeah. It's just like, what do I bring? Make it good, whatever it is.
You're all right, Pete. You are all right, mate. And do you know what? We're going to hear how all right you are, because we've got a special recording to play for people. Tell us about it.
So this was the Cathedral gig, which was, again, yeah, an epic situation that was total by chance that there happened to be a moon there at the same time that we were going to do a gig.
And this was the big floating moon in the middle of the cathedral.
Yeah, followed on from the whole St. Ninian's church thing that John Caldwell set up. Like, and it was like, it was just one of those things that you just thought, this is such a nice thing to play. It's a nice atmosphere to play in. The volumes come down a bit. It's a lot closer to people. And it was just, it's quite a nice feeling playing. I'm not religious in the slightest, but there's just something about playing in a church or a cathedral. You just think, wow.
It was special, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a really special night. So what are we going to hear?
I think it's Run Like Hell, isn't it?
It is Run Like Hell. So we're going to hear Run Like Hell.
It's a great one for a church. It's like there's certain songs that are great in cathedrals, I guess. That's not too bad, though. Yeah, but yeah, Run Like Hell.
And it's an excellent recording. With thanks to Dave Rawls for getting this together for us as well. So this is Pigs on the Wing live in Peel Cathedral.
This is awesome. Thank you. We'll be right back.
list of thank yous, courtesy of Dick. First of all, I'd like to thank Peel Cathedral for having us. What a fantastic venue to play. And we had a moon, and we had no idea. And it goes tomorrow, so make the most of it. It's a fantastic thing. So thank you very much, Peel Cathedral, for having us tonight. And we would like to thank the whole team as well. Rosemary, Clark, Mick, Hoy, Lorna, Val, and the tea ladies. So that's very good. I had a cup of tea. Thank you very much. We'd like to thank our sound man, Dave Rolls, and the lighting, Josh Clegg, Lenny Conroy for his posters, designs, and assistance, and all the things that we do. And we'd like to thank Sing Up, the girls and their kids that did some of this. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the band. On guitar, we have Chris Honor. On the other guitar, he's gone missing, we have Alex Duke. Singing in the back there, June and Joe Collister. And on drums, Mr. Steve Leach. On keys, Ian Wright. And on bass guitar, Dick Ray. And Sammy, that's not in the pulpit now, on saxophone. Big thank you to the door staff, Kirsty and Kathy, who helped out. And happy birthday, Andy. Really good. Thank you all so much for coming out. Really appreciate it. It's fantastic. Hopefully see you again soon. Thank you.
As you can tell, that was live. It was Pigs on the Wing doing Run Like Hell. Of course, huge Pink Floyd song from the cathedral, Peel Cathedral, which is just an awesome place to play anyway. But when you had all the lighting, the fantastic sound, the moon hanging in the middle of the cathedral, it was such a special night. And Pete, we heard there at the back end of the song, you thanking everyone. Pigs on the Wing is quite the production, isn't it? There's an awful lot of people involved, not just on the stage.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
To be honest, if it wasn't for Dick writing it all down for me so I could read it, then I'd probably just keep missing everyone. Yeah, there's always a lot of people in the background that just make the whole thing run a lot smoother. And even down to things like, say, usually like Dick's daughter, Kirsty, she's always doing stuff for us, whether it's looking after the door, semi-security sort of stuff like that, and merch. And then Ian Wright's partner, Catherine, she's always doing things as well. And yeah, there's so many people that just kind of get involved with it and just make it run smoothly.
Well, I remember being at that gig at the cathedral, and we'd said at the time, me and my friend said, oh, you know, we'll meet there at a decent time, we'll meet there early. And so we got there 10 minutes before the doors were even due to open, and the line was down the block. You couldn't get anywhere near the door before they even opened. It was absolutely mad because you've got such avid fans over here, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got good. Yeah, it's a good fan base. It's funny as well because, like I say, a lot of them are the same people that I think. Yeah, I know a lot of them from probably 30 years ago. And yeah. It is. It's good. It's nice. It's a nice feeling.
They've come with you, I suppose. And, you know, you mentioned the amount of people involved, because it's not just music, is it, when you do a Pigs on the Wig gig?
No, there's a lot there. Lights, sound, visuals, and just the edge, the poster work. Yeah, there's a lot goes on, you know, to make it work. And as well, like say, just to make it better than last time, or try and make it as interesting, you know, as we can make it. Dick is definitely the driving force behind that, and he puts so much effort into all of his bands that, yeah, he wants everything to be better than last time.
I can imagine, yeah. And so, Steve, so the setup for this particular night then, which is the 29th.
29th of August at the Gaiety.
You know, we're saying there's a lot of people involved. You mentioned Ian there. I mean, his setup, his rig is quite special as well, isn't it?
It is. It's great. I mean, the sounds that he pulls out of that thing is amazing, which is, you know, something we pride ourselves on doing, is trying to make everything sound as authentic as possible. You know, the guitar solos, the sound on the lead parts that Chris pulls out, you know, it's not just let's press a pedal and play. You know, he spends his time getting those sounds as close to the albums as he can. For me, playing, I mean, you know, there's a little bit of ad-libbing that goes in there, but things like drum fills, signature drum fills that are in certain parts of songs, you know, I put those in note for note, because you want that to sound as close to the albums as you can, really. But yeah, I mean, and Ian spends a lot of time prepping those key sounds, yeah. So,
and for this gig on the Gaiety, are you going to have a bigger drum rig?
No, I think I'm just going to just keep with my standard. Every time I think, oh, let's put a few more cymbals on, let's put a couple more drums on, it lasts about 5 minutes, and then I take it off because I think, no, it's just too much. It's too much to hit. So, no, it's just standard five-piece for me that I love playing, although it will be a nice brand new kit that's going to get a little bit of a debut. It's quite pretty, so if you come along, you'll see that. But yeah, it's there's a lot of work. We're in rehearsals at the moment for it, so we've got a few left, and yeah, sounding great. We were together last week, and it's nice with this band as well. We have played so much together that when we get together, it doesn't at all feel like we're starting back from scratch again. It's like we just played last week, even if we haven't played for six months plus, something like
that. That's just shows that you're great musicians, really, because I think you've got to be good at what you do to be able to do that, haven't you, really? So it proves that point.
Well, that's very nice, thank you. Yeah, but yeah, and we can all play, but it is, you know, the work everyone does their bits at home before we meet up, so it does sound pretty polished by the time we see each other again, which is
well, we'll talk more in a moment about what we can expect from the night itself, because I know you've done different things over the years where you've taken, you know, an album and you've performed it, or you've done a mix of stuff. So we'll find out shortly what you're actually going to do on the night. We're going to hear Fearless now, though. Why are we wanting to hear Fearless? What is it about this song that you guys like?
I think it's just a lot of the Pink Floyd albums, you can tell a Pink Floyd song straight away. And songs like Fearless are, it's a song of the time, that there are lots of bands writing like this. It's a really beautiful song, and it's a very easy song to listen to, and it's not a classic Pink Floyd sounding song. It's just, yeah, it's a nice track.
It's a great summer track. I mean, that was the thing I picked up on it first time I heard it, and again, like Fletcher Memorial, I was hooked on the first listen, and it just reminds me of a day like today, beautiful summer's day. It's a perfect soundtrack to
perfect that. Choice. Here they are, Pink Floyd and Fearless.
Just wait a while for the right. rise above the tree line and the clouds. I look down, hear the sound of the things you said today.
Floyd and Fearless. It is Christy with you through till six, and we are talking all about the Pigs on the Wing 30th anniversary concert, which is happening at the Gaiety Theatre on the 29th of August. Steve, it is not almost sold out, isn't it? In fact, you've had to open an extra bit.
We have, yeah. Fantastic reception we've had from the amazing Manx public, yeah. So we've now opened the very top. Top part of the Gaiety, so all of the circle and the stalls are completely sold out now. So there's only a few tickets left, yeah, which is
that's so cool.
Up on the gods.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And then what, Pete, can we expect from this? Because as I said before, previously you've done like a whole album or you've done a theme or whatever. So what can we expect from this gig?
So yeah, this is a good mixture of classics and new track. There's some new tracks to us to kind of thing. Not massively new, but there's songs we haven't played for a long time. We've only played a couple of times, so it's a good mix of Yeah, good mix of all, like, I think maybe our favourite tracks really as well. Songs we wanted to play and we've just kind of shoehorned them in.
Amazing. What have been some of the most challenging ones? Because we do know that Pink Floyd can be quite challenging.
Yeah, do you know, it's a lot of time. It's the longer tracks that have multiple kind of rhythms in them, sections, breakdowns, and things like Dogs off the Animals album. One of These Days. Again, there's no singing in it, but there's a lot to it. There's a lot of little parts in it. We have Alex Duke that plays with us now as well, plays guitar with us now, and he's going to be playing slide on a few bits as well. So it's going to be good. There's a good mix in there. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, because you've had a number of different players join you and leave you and join you and leave you. So who is going to be there on the night?
So there's the core band, let's say, so me, Steve, Dick Rain, Ian Wright, Chris Honor on guitar. And then we also have Alex Duke that's playing guitar with us as well. Dewan and Joe Collister, who sing with us, and Sammy, who plays saxophone for us. And I think that's everyone, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's everyone. It is,
yeah. And you mentioned Sammy in that, we heard you talk about Sammy in that live version from Peel Cathedral that she was in the pulpit. Where's she going to be at the Gaiety?
Who knows? Absolutely, yeah. Maybe at the trapdoor. There'll be some kind of...
Oh, you could use... Yes, the Corsican trap. She could sort of like rise fly from out, yeah. the... Or fly in.
Exactly.
She would love
I'm sure
that.
I've mentioned this and Dick said no.
Oh, what a disappointment.
I know.
Yeah, well, he's not here.
He wanted to come up.
I'm
going to
say, I'm sure I've talked about this, clipping someone in and they can fly in from the side of the stage.
This is going to be such an epic gig. What are you most looking forward to, Steve, on the night?
Oh, there's all sorts there, really. Obviously, getting to play this incredible stuff with this band. And the view from the stage is amazing. When you've got a packed out crowd like that, the view is fantastic with everyone there sort of screaming and... putting their hands up in the air, you know,
that's a special venue.
A really, really good moment. So yeah, I just think I'm just really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great night, and 30 years for the band and 10 for me. Yeah,
it's so a special night. And I have to say, Pete, I saw a post you put on your Facebook recently about this. It's going to be really emotional for you, isn't it? Because not least the 30 years of music, but you know, it means a lot to you with your dad as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was definitely my biggest fan.
Yeah,
and it was. I didn't realize how much until after. He was always into it. It wasn't his thing, his kind of music, but he was always that it was music, and yeah,
he was there.
And he was proud of how well we were doing with it. And
that's so lovely. So it'll be special for you. And I love in that post you talk about the fact that one of your first gigs was the Kensington Road Youth Club Search for a Star on After the Girl reciting poetry whilst riding a hobby horse.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm sure, look how far you've come.
Exactly, yeah, 100%, absolutely. Who knew?
Very proud of you, obviously,
yeah.
Very much so. Well, listen, just remind us again the date, how people could get those last few remaining tickets.
Go on.
Friday, 29th of August, get that right, at the Gaiety, and tickets available from the Villa Gaiety website.
Amazing. All the very best. We can't wait. Happy 30th and happy 10th.
Thank you,
Steve. We're going to leave you with this absolute classic. This is Another Brick in the Wall. Thanks to Pete and Steve.